L-E-T-E-N-E-T.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Hour number two, Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game here on this Wednesday. The Predators have started to make some trades ahead of the trade deadline, which is coming up on Friday. And to talk more about that and the rest of the season and the season to this point, we say hello to Max Herz, who, of course, you can hear on Preds Radio doing both play-by-play and pre and post. And, Max, I did not envy you last night having to call the game knowing that there were some moves being made and all of that, but you did a fine job as always. How you doing?
Sorry, Joe was messing with my mic.
He does.
No, I was turning it on. I don't understand why you guys turn your mics off. That just drives me crazy.
Oh, that's like, if I can make that a rule, I would make it a rule.
No, I'd leave it on, man.
No, I hate having a live mic.
Do you really?
Using it. Oh, yeah. So like, you bother me. I've never really.
Because it's on?
Yeah. I've never really, really said that to you, but yeah. Oh, yeah.
This is an intervention.
Well, I really don't give a damn. No, I'm sorry. I can't multitask. Anyway,
no,
Max, good
just,
to see
I
you.
Always turn
Hi, Joe.
We love Max.
So, you know, I started the show on this because I think there are a lot of fans today that understand what Barry Trotz is doing and the Predators are doing. But, like, you've been around Mike McCarron and Cole Smith. These are two great guys and two guys that fit the persona of this team and have been here for several years. So, I think it's okay if a fan wants to feel a little down today because of those guys. I mean, we heard Andrew Brunette last night and how down he was about it. Same time, I get it. These are expiring contracts. They can go help teams that are, you know, battling for the playoffs and the Stanley Cup. That's good for them that they could go on a long run. So there's certainly two sides to it. But what was your reaction? You're obviously on the air when the news comes out that you know, we knew about McCarron being held out. The trade happens during the game. And then Cole Smith, it was a little weird, but then he ends up getting traded after the game.
Well, we knew shortly before the game was getting going that one of them was not going to play. And then warmups happen, and neither of them are on the ice.
Right.
And my first thought was, did a team make the smart move of acquiring these guys together?
Right.
Because that would have been a great play.
Yeah.
And I thought, to be honest with you, I thought a second round pick for both of them together would have been a good return.
Sure.
They got a second round pick for McCarron and a third round pick for Smith. So my first thought was a team savvy enough pro scouting wise to go get these guys together and play them together on their fourth line and on their PK. And the two teams that they ended up going to, if they go to the Golden Knights together, they could play with Colton Sissons.
Yep.
If they go to the Wild together, they could play with Yakov Trenin.
Right.
Like, that would have been really smart, and that's not what happened. But that was my first thought. And it was a really tough situation for the Preds. You got to play a player short, and you lose two guys who, they're not your goal scorers, but they do literally everything else. They eat so many minutes. They play big minutes. They start in the D zone. They kill penalties, which has been by far the shining light of the Preds team the last two seasons is the penalty kill. And beyond those things, you can quantify, like, these are guys who matter in the room.
Yep.
McCarron is a vocal leader. Smith has his moments with that as well. They're the fourth and fifth longest tenured players on the team behind your three franchise guys, Josi, Forsberg, and Saros. It matters. It all matters. And there are parts of it you can quantify, including the return, which, sure, I think the trade return is very, very strong. But there are parts of it you can't quantify either, which is, man, that is demoralizing, especially for it to happen as a game is beginning.
Yeah. No, and I agree with you. And, I mean, I just think it took the wind out of their sails. And they battled. I mean, you know, they had a 2-1 lead at one point. So, I mean, there certainly was some fight there. But, I mean, you know, the first period wasn't very good. And then, you know, to kind of know that even though Cole's sitting there on the bench, he's not playing, you know, because of the NHL roster rules, it was just a very odd thing. So that said, What is in, and I know we don't we won't really know the answer to this probably until tomorrow. What does that mean moving forward? Because now you got some spots that have opened up for some young guys.
Yeah, well, this is a good part of it. You've gotten draft capital back in the future. You have future assets, and here they come. Come on down. Zach LaRue's already here. Matt Wood's already here. Fedor Svechkov, Reed Schaefer. If a defenseman gets traded, Ryan Ufko.
Yeah.
You get 15, 20 games in the NHL the rest of the season.
You would go Ufko before Mullendyke at this point?
Yeah, Mullendyke's not ready. Okay. He's also injured right now.
Yeah, right. Okay. All right. I like Ufko. I've been, you know, from what
I've
heard.
He's had a great year in the AHL. Sure. I think Mullendyke is definitely the bigger prospect.
Yep.
But I think this is a chance to give Ufko a shot. If that only happens if I think either Perbix or Blankenberg gets traded away. But
yeah,
if they do, that's an easy call to me.
That's an interesting point there. Now, let me ask you this. Tell Preds fans why the team is not waving the white flag.
Well, the team is never going to quit.
Or the franchise.
Well, we saw it 3 years ago in John Hines' last season. They traded away Matthias Ekholm, Mikhail Granlund, Nino Niederreiter. There were injuries at the end of the season. There were not veterans on that team down the stretch, and they still almost made the playoffs with Tomasino and Novak playing big minutes and guys like that playing well because they had good goaltending. So I think even if the Preds sell 2, 3, 4 more players, I think they can still compete for a playoff spot. Like, look at the teams they're chasing. I think they're as good as the Seattle Kraken. I don't think the Kraken are much better than the Preds. I think the Preds have better goaltending than the majority of the teams around them as well. So that's my answer.
Do you think so? You hope to keep the, like, O'Reilly and the gang, right? Stamkos and Marshall Show, all those guys. You hope they're still here Friday?
I mean, it's not my job to hope anything, but I think if you get fair offers for those guys, you have signaled with the trades yesterday that you're not keeping the team together and that you're going to accept great offers. And that's what I've thought the entire time. It's great that the Preds are playing well. It's great that Barry Trotz has said we are not sold on picking a side in either direction.
Right.
Because the longer your team fights for it and the closer they get, the more you can say, no, we're not doing anything. And then they can come back with a better offer on the other side. Or there can be a bidding war for someone like Ryan O'Reilly, who I think 25 teams want right
now.
Well,
I was like, Chase said earlier, if they come to the Preds and say, look, we got 2 first rounders, a third rounder, and another prospect. I mean, you can't turn that down, right?
Yeah, I agree. And to me, that's the case for O'Reilly. If you need a return that is going to set the league on fire, but there could be a 10-team bidding war for Ryan O'Reilly with a full year left next year on his contract at a very reasonable salary for one of the most valuable players in the league and someone who is so good in your middle six for the playoffs and has done it all. The offer you said, I think, is exactly what I'd want. I'd want 2 firsts. I'd want a 19 to 22-year-old prospect, and I'd want someone kind of in the middle range who can play center for me at least the rest of this season and hopefully longer.
I remember a long time ago, free guy, there was a player named Darcy Hordachuk, right? One of my favorite players of all time. And the Preds had a bunch of trades, and I said, what's it like looking over to a guy that you know well and he's no longer there? He said, you just become numb to all of that. And I'm thinking the Preds players, they still got to go up. Boston doesn't feel sorry for the Predators tomorrow night, right? You got to go out and play hockey.
Yeah, it's.
Well, and Boston went through it last year.
Right.
It's interesting for for me now. I've been with the Preds for, 4 years. That's why you turn your mic off, Joe, by the way.
I don't cough.
Okay.
I show no weakness on this show.
Oh, don't call him weak. Damn.
No, I'm not calling him weak. I'm saying I show myself.
He's just saying I'm showing weakness.
Yeah, I got it.
I don't show it. Dr. Crane knows this all too well. All right, go ahead. Sorry.
What was the question?
About being weak. All right, next question.
No, you've been here 4 years.
Been here 4 years. So you know this happens.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, so I announced college sports before this, mostly for Vanderbilt baseball and other Vanderbilt teams. And, well, I guess now there are kind of trades in college sports, but then there weren't.
Right.
So this has been something that I've gotten to observe the last 4 years, and it's been interesting to watch. As someone who's followed the NHL since I was in elementary school, and, like, I appreciate everything that I get to witness with the team in a privileged position. And I always take it as a learning opportunity. And these players show each other so much love. And they're so, so human. They're so normal people. Like, I think hockey, as much as really any sport, I think out of the big four, I think hockey, they're the most human.
Yeah.
And I don't really know why that is. I think it's just kind of the culture of the sport. But it's tough. And I think about it through the eyes of somebody like Luke Evangelista, who, first of all, is now the fourth longest tenured Pred.
Good
even
Lord.
Though he's 24 and 2 weeks old.
Right.
He debuted 3 years ago this week. And he's now the fourth longest tenured player on the team. Thinking about all the guys who he has seen come through, all the guys who were his great friends, like his crew of friends, was Tommy Novak, Kiefer Sherwood, Mark Jankowski, all gone. Now he's really great friends with Nick Blankenberg. Blankenberg could get traded this week.
Right.
You know? And he's a young guy still. It's just like, you just get hardened to it, I'm sure. So,
do you think that the culture thing is because at 14 or 15, they leave home? You know, they all, if a good hockey player leaves home, right, and they go live with another family, I forget there's a name for it, and then they grow up fast, they grow up quick, they learn to have, to rely on people that they normally, if you know, if you and I go to college, we're, you know, 18, 19 years old, but they got to grow up pretty quick.
Yeah, I think it's a respect thing, and I think that's one of the many levels to it. Like, you respect the people who take care of you, you respect the people who came before you in the game, and also you understand that even if you're the best player on your team, you can't go out and win the game. The goalie can, but the goalie needs everybody else in front of him in order to be able to
right.
do that.
Good
it's
point.
There are so few individual moments. I think that's where it comes from, and we're fortunate that that trickles to respect to the fans, respect to people like me, who they owe absolutely nothing to, who are around them every day, and respect to people like the athletic trainers and the equipment, who they do owe a lot to, and make sure that they can perform their best. But I think it just pervades the sport of hockey, and it makes the trade deadline a tough time, but I think it can be a happy, like, lovingly emotional time for guys, too, to really open up and be human about it. And that's what I take the opportunity to try and show, me personally. So,
he is Max Herz.
Joe just turned
us.
His mic off and back on, by the way.
Because I have the worst posture and I'm fat, so when I sit up, I hit the mic. I make a lot of noise, so it's easier if I just turn that off like that. But I'm back.
Yeah, thanks.
That seems like a sign of weakness to me.
It's a sign of respect, like you were just talking about. And what's the name when they go live with
Billet, Billet family.
I see. I know hockey. Chase says I don't. Billet family. Thank you.
Who's the head hockey coach at Riverdale High School?
Mark O'Meara. Right? Look, buddy. If you say a name with conviction and it's false, people who don't know, don't know. I learned that from Nate Bargatze.
I thought you were going to say the third Kreisky twin. The ice ski twin.
We'll have more with Max coming up next here on Chasing Big Joe, 102.5 The Game. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5 The Game on this Wednesday, continuing with Max Herz from Preds Radio. The trade deadline, what is it, 3 o'clock Central Time Friday? Does that sound right?
3 Eastern.
Two o'clock here. Central Time. All right, so Big Joe will do the full breakdown. Actually, no, you won't be here Friday.
I'll call in. I'll do
okay,
the 12
o'clock. Call in, do the breakdown.
Zoom from the road.
So if we're kind of watching of maybe some candidates, if Barry Trotz wants to do more, which I would assume he will, obviously Ryan O'Reilly's name is out there with 2 years left. At $4.5 million. Mike Bunting is going to be an unrestricted free agent. That was something that Barry brought up last year when he acquired him, that, you know, he could see where they're at this point this year and potentially move him. He's at 4.5. I think he's somebody that could be moved. Eric Halla is another one who was acquired in the offseason. He has an expiring contract. And then Tyson Jost, that's the forwards. And then you mentioned Nick Blankenberg, who has a very team-friendly contract with
Blankenberg's league minimum.
Yeah. And then Nick Perbix would have a year left after this year at 2.75. So those are certainly some names to watch over the course of the next few days. We'll see what happens. But I think what I'm more interested in, Max, is watching the young guys that come up. And then also, if you look ahead to the offseason – you know, one thing I look at is the buyouts. Matt Duchene's number comes way down after this year. You still have a couple more years of Turris at $2 million, but Duchene goes from 6.55 to 1.55 this when the league year changes. That's going to allow the new GM to have a little more wiggle room with a cap that's going to go up too.
Yeah, I don't think cap space is going to be a big issue. I honestly don't think it was an issue at any point this season or last offseason either. So I think they're in good shape with that. I think Bunting and Holla, of the names you said, are the most likely to be traded. If you can get a second and a third from McCarron and Smith, I think you can get comparable, if not better,
for
those two guys. And if you're willing to part with your heart and soul homegrown type players, and McCarron is not homegrown, but in a sense,
yeah,
he is homegrown, then you're definitely willing to part with those guys.
Yeah.
And I think they both had exceptional seasons. I think Bunting and Holla both have really high values right now. I think Bunting, if the Preds don't trade Bunting, I'd want to extend him immediately.
I felt
the same way about McCarron and also Smith. But look, you're clearing spots right now, so I got no problem with that either. I think Bunting's had an amazing season. I think he'll be a really good playoff performer. He's not somebody who's played a ton in the playoffs. He was on the Leafs, and we all know the deal with the Leafs in the playoffs. That's when he's been there before. I think he's a really good middle six winger. I think he's a power play guy. He does really great on the Preds' second unit. I wouldn't mind seeing him on the first unit. I don't think he could get on the first unit for the type of team that would be trading for him.
Yeah.
But I would be in favor of that. And Holla, the Olympics opened a lot of eyes outside of Nashville to him. He was so good, two-way guy. Really valuable center, going up against the best guys on the other teams, on these Olympic teams. He's doing what he's done on the Preds all year. He's been an exceptional pickup for the Preds. They gave up a fourth-round pick for him over the summer. He's someone who's played for seven different teams. He's been on the Preds twice over. I just think his value is so strong right now. He may be playing the best hockey that he's played in 10 years.
I agree. My question with him, though, is if you can't get a really good offer for him, would you consider, because of the lack of center depth that you have, maybe re-upping him for a year?
I guess. I think,
I mean, you can probably, if you end up keeping him, you can talk about that in the offseason. But, I mean, I look at that position. I mean, they just don't have a lot of center depth.
Yeah, and the thing that I don't have a sense for is if there's any chance the guys who they trade away could come back on 1 year's next year. I would say probably not, just because that doesn't happen as much as people say, oh, he could come back. He's just
not like it used to. I feel like it used to happen more.
Yeah.
But I thought about that too, especially with McCarron, because I know how much he loved it here. I think what could determine that is how do some of these young guys play? You know, whoever comes up, you know, if they feel like, okay, these guys aren't quite there yet, then maybe you look at that. Or if they are, then you fill that spot. Is Jochen Kimmel somebody that you think we see? I mean, we've seen him for what?
I would like to. Yeah, he's never gotten an extended run, and he had that unbelievable roster-making moment at the end of preseason where he hit Andre Svechnikov, drew a penalty, scored the overtime winner after taking that penalty. And it's like, my God, here he is.
Right.
And then he played two of the first four games or whatever it was, and we haven't seen him since. So, Kimmel, Schaefer, Svechkov. Who am I forgetting? Anybody?
Is that Edstrom probably needs more time?
I don't think it's time yet.
Yeah.
I think he's had a solid season.
Yeah.
But no, I think if they need another center, I think it would be Jake Lucchini to come
and
be an experienced guy.
And then they could bring Brady Martin back after his junior season's over, right?
I think so.
Which would be a while.
Yeah. So. The Greyhounds have already clinched a playoff spot.
Yeah.
With head coach Terry Crisp up in the Sioux. 30 years ago. 40 years ago.
Max Herz is with us here on the program.
Hey, Max. How you doing, buddy?
Oh, hey, so I thought that was a caller. I forgot you were
there. No, it's all right. You're the best. Hey, listen, if they don't make any more trades, I mean, you feel this hockey team has just a good shot to make the playoffs than anybody else, right? I mean, if they stand pat as is right now.
I don't think that's in play.
You think there's more to happen?
They sold two important people. I think it would be ill-advised to not sell more.
Really?
After doing what they did. Oh, yeah.
So I told Chase earlier, you know, potential used to be the worst word in sports. Now it's rebuilding. How do you, if this happens, how do you explain that it's not a rebuild when it is a rebuild?
I think it is a rebuild.
Yeah, people don't want to hear that. And that's not a good marketing phrase. Nobody wants to hear a rebuild. How do you market this to the fan base beyond rebuilding?
They're doing what they should be doing.
I mean, he's right. Like, I see.
I know, but we don't want to hear rebuilding.
You got to pick a side at the deadline. If you're going for the cup, you go up. If you're not going for the cup, you go down.
So that needs to be the message. Like, we have done this because we're hopes of getting better down the stretch. Listen, here's the deal. I'm not an insider like y'all because I don't care that much, but I love the hockey team. I love the hockey as a fan. I'm the only real, like, true fan here. You guys are all great insight. I'm the fan. Explain this to me, how this helps me be a fan 2 to 3 years from now.
How this helps you be a fan.
Yeah. How do I stay invested in this hockey team?
I'm trying to think because I don't. Can I think about it during the break? Yeah. I don't really think about it that way.
Well, I have. There's a little news.
Can I do one more segment?
Yeah, absolutely.
You're not going anywhere.
There's a little news that is a name Preds fans know. Congratulations to Kiefer Sherwood, who has signed a 5-year extension with the San Jose Sharks.
Yeah, I didn't realize he hadn't scored a goal for them until last night. So, and then that goal got him $30 million.
Yeah. Well, good for him. But yeah, he's a good player, a solid guy.
That contract, you could say the Preds should have given him a contract 2 summers ago. They definitely weren't going to give him that contract.
No, they were not.
Preds also still have not played the Sharks this season, so we're going to play them 3 times in the last month of the year.
Wow. I didn't even think about that. There you go. We'll have more with Max Herz coming up here in just a few minutes. Chase and Big Joe, presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel on 102.5 The Game. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game on this Wednesday. Max Herz in the studio with us from Preds Radio with the deadline coming up on Friday. Kevin Weeks putting out there that teams showing a lot of interest in Eric Halla that are going to miss on O'Reilly and Trocheck. Take that for what you will. All right, Joe, you were asking Max a question.
If they trade Eric Halla and the Preds socials don't put out a tweet that says, "Holla at your boy."
Well, that's what we did when he got here. We hollered at our boy.
Okay. All right.
Well,
okay.
When he was on the Devils, so they're one of the teams with individual goal songs, which sounds good in theory, but it's not as good as it sounds. But because like nobody knows what to cheer. Like,
true.
It's not like our words the same every time.
Yeah.
But Holla's was, "Holla, get your freak on."
Oh, nice.
Because he scored against us last year.
That. Oh, that's pretty good. All right. So I hate the world rebuilding. If they do this fire sale, which it seems that might happen, convince me how this is good.
I think, especially with the fact that they're going to be hiring a new GM in a sense that the franchise has never done before. Even if they take one of the internal candidates, and in my mind, that person would be Scott Nickel, former Preds player who's an assistant GM right now, would be the internal candidate that fits this bill the best. I think they're going to hire someone that is forward-thinking, that is different than what the Preds have had before. Not that they're not forward-thinking right now, but I think it will be a different progression than what the Predators have ever had. And the more that you get now, the richer the money in the bank for that person to be able to get to their plan sooner.
Okay.
And that can mean things begin as soon as next year.
Sure.
There's a chance that that person comes in, they evaluate some of the valuable prospects the Preds have and say, "Not interested, trade this guy, let's get a 30-year-old for him." You know? And I think if you can package somebody with the second round pick in 2028, which is 3 drafts from now, that you got from Michael McCarron last night, and potentially similar picks that you'll get later this week, if you make more trades, you can start to get some firepower going.
I know they got a point in Dallas Saturday. Had they won that game and then won Monday, would that trade have happened last night?
It's a good question. Obviously, I don't know, but I think yes, or later in the week.
Okay.
But yeah, Dallas, they really should have won that game. I was not impressed with their effort on Monday against the Red Wings. They could have played much better in that game. And then yesterday, I mean, the trade before the game, you're finishing the game with 9 forwards. Like,
yeah,
that they had no chance to win that game.
So,
ouch.
One thing that people keep bringing up, and I want to ask this in a respectful and delicate way, because we both work for the team in certain aspects. People keep bringing up Barry Trotz is the outgoing GM. And so I don't think it's in a bad way, but it's in a question of, well, why is he the one running the trade deadline? There's no, I mean, who else would run the trade deadline? Bill Haslam? Like, I mean, how do they go about that? You know what I'm saying?
No, I think it's not me. Actually, that'd be fun. Kyle Dubas gets a call from a number he doesn't have. It's like, hey, this is the new Preds GM. Like, let's
hey, I tell you what, I'll give you Ryan O'Reilly for give me 4 first round picks and 2 prospects.
It's like the was it the Falcons GM's kid who was like prank calling draft picks or whatever? Yeah.
Defensive coordinator.
Oh yeah,
I was a coach's kid. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
That would basically be what I was doing. I think the way that Bill Haslam articulated it when they announced Barry Trotz's planned retirement put me at ease about it. That
yeah, me too.
Normally, this is a situation where you would have that concern. But knowing Barry Trotz, this is the type of delicate human situation where he thrives because he takes care of his own.
Yep.
And he is both respectful and realistic of that. And I think those moves last night showed it.
Like, I agree.
Even though we got a game going on, the coach in Barry Trotz, like, he took Andrew Brunette's cards away from him while they were coming out for a game in a pivotal week.
Yep.
But he got very good value with the GM hat on for 2 rental player trades.
Yep. He did what was best for the future of the franchise.
Yeah, and it was...
And the players, and those 2 players. I mean, he took care of those guys too. You know, I think you put McCarron...
I think the Wild could easily be in the Cup final this
Well,
year.
When did Mike McCarron start to get everybody's attention? When John Hines was his head coach. So he's going to go to a situation that he's familiar with. Vegas is a buzzsaw that could use more players like Cole Smith. Colton Sissons is there. So I think he took care of those guys from that sense, and he's going to, I think, continue to do the same with whatever, you know, moves he makes before Friday. But
yeah, those are 2 teams that players would want to go to.
Yeah.
So I think that point's well taken. The other thing that really drove this home for me with the Barry Trotz part of it is Elliot Friedman on his podcast basically said the exact same thing I just said.
Right.
That, and, like, this is, like, we love Elliot. Like, we hear him on the radio here. We know he's a nice guy. But he's a critic. Like, it's his job to be a critic of GMs and decision-making and coaches and players and the entire NHL. And he is the lead voice of the NHL in all of those things. And for him to say, Barry Trotz is the guy who I trust to do this fairly and smartly. And, look, we saw David Poile do it, 2-3 years ago. Mm-hmm. He unselfishly put the Preds' future in a better place, even though it was his last kick at the can to get his name on the Stanley Cup.
Right. Yeah. And look, I think the moves that they made, and Barry Trotz had some influence in that too, because, you know, he had already come back as an advisor and they worked very well together. But I think that what people need to realize is Barry Trotz loves this franchise. This is the franchise that took a chance on him as a young head coach, took a chance on him again as a general manager, and he's going to leave it, you know, better than he found it. I mean, that's how he wants to look at it. And we can sit here and, you know, there were people earlier that were texting in of like, well, why? I mean, it'll be forever before we see that draft pick if it's 2028. I look at it as currency.
The odds of the Preds using that pick are 30%.
Right. They're going to use it as currency.
Look at the Janot trade. They used, I think, 2 of the 5.
Yeah.
They ended up trading other ones. And some of them, they just moved up 3 spots.
Right. Right. So it's currency. They can use it to get better now. And I thought what you said about, you know, if the incoming GM comes in and looks and goes, all right, well, I can turn this into that. And
what
this
if the incoming
that?
GM doesn't like Tanner Molendijk as a prospect?
Yeah.
You can get a good return for someone like that.
Sure.
Like, you could trade Molendijk in a 2028 second for someone who could be your second or third center next year.
It's apples and oranges, but look at what Mike Borgonzi with the Titans has done with some players that were just drafted 2 years ago, that he's trading him off. It's because he doesn't think they fit what he's trying to do.
The cleaner slate you can give an incoming person,
yep,
the better.
100%. So the rest of the week, we'll see. Ryan O'Reilly, I think we'll find out more tomorrow, is what I understand from what Andrew Burnett said last night and the statement. But he's
about his injury. Not
about his injury, yeah, yeah, that's what I mean. So hopefully he's okay and can.
Yeah, the team did put out a statement. O'Reilly was able to come back with the Preds as a normal civilian. It was just because the injury was so late in the game, yeah, that there wasn't a formal up. But he is okay.
Did you carry his bags for him like a good boy?
I always offer.
Okay, good.
But I can't carry Hal's and his.
Yeah, right.
No, sorry, that. Mr. Gills. I can't carry Mr. Gills.
Can I ask a question?
And Mr.
Last
Uncle
night?
Factors, yes.
Was the two guys who got traded on the flight back?
McCarron was. Smith went straight to where the Knights are playing tonight, which I believe is Detroit.
Wow.
Since we were closer to there. Yeah. McCarron will not play for the Wild until Friday. They played last night. They don't play again until Friday, and they play in Las Vegas against Cole Smith and the Golden Knights.
I'm glad you asked that because I always wondered how,
yeah,
that worked.
Yeah.
Like, right. Do they come? Do they just go, like, put them on a Southwest flight and, like, get them out of here?
No, that's the Titans. They do, yeah, that. When
well, I mean, they will be on commercial flights.
Like, yeah. No, it's fine.
Yeah. Yeah.
Was it? Was the body language odd from McCarron? I mean, with everybody. I mean,
no,
what,
it was. It
what
was.
Got
it was loving. Yeah, it was loving. The only other time I've experienced that was when Tanner Jeannot got traded 3 years ago, and that was also right before a game.
Yeah.
And it's just – it's super emotional. And that's what I was saying during the first segment when I was on with you guys, just about, like, everything that I get to be a part of, I don't take for granted, and I observe and I learn from it, and I'm honored to be there. And the fact that the players, like, know who I am, even, like,
yeah,
they don't owe me anything. Like, it's very nice that I'm able to have personal relationships with them, and I don't take it for granted. So, yeah, and the players love each other. Like, they're not robots.
Yeah, they're human.
Yeah, it's such a raw human game, because you're going to war out there. I mean, you don't know, you know, the slap shot's coming. You're not sure who's gonna block it, and you're happier if it's you blocking it. Like, that's why the hockey guys get so close.
Yeah.
Especially if you've won together. That's what really seals it.
Sure.
But everybody who's played together, like, I think a thing that the NHL, this is just a thought I've had, this has nothing to do with the Preds or the trade deadline, the NHL needs to do a better job of letting fans see that the players are all friends. Because on the ice, nobody's friends. Like, in baseball, like, when somebody gets to first base, they pat the first baseman on the butt. First baseman pats them on the butt. They tap the catcher with their bat when they get up. In the NBA, the players are holding hands the entire game. Like, you can tell those guys are all friends.
Sure.
They're sitting together, like, post-game. They literally just stand there and talk for an hour on the court, which is awesome. And then the NFL, you see it after a game, too.
Jersey swaps.
Yeah, jersey swaps. Yeah, like... Hockey, we don't get to see those human moments,
right?
Except for, like, all-star games, which do a better job of that. Like, they don't have helmets on, like, things like that. Like, almost every player in the league is friends with each other, and that's what makes those moments, I think, more positive emotionally in my eyes.
He is Max Herz. You can hear him tomorrow. He'll have pregame coverage for you starting at 6 o'clock, and then also on most road games is on the call with Hal Gill. Max, good job. Appreciate it.
Thank you. I am up in Ryan Porth's offline fantasy baseball draft.
Oh, nice. Okay, well, go make a good pick.
Oh, can you come back from this segment and tell us all about that? We'd love that. I mean, I would.
Dr. Crane would.
Yeah, and Joe would love it because it's partially a list.
I love lists. If you get any kind of list, like a shopping list, grocery list.
Especially
any kind
if
of
they're
list.
From The Athletic.
I love
Did you know Joe Rexroad works for The Athletic?
Can I do one more segment and just talk about random crap with you guys, or do you have plans?
Why not?
Okay. I was last Saturday.
A member of the subscribe to The Athletic. It's the best 93 cents a month I spend.
To The Athletic. What about Joe's salary?
What about The Unathletic?
That's free. I founded that. I love that. We got true. Great writers.
Yeah.
Well, we got one.
Did the Washington Post buy The Unathletic?
I tried to. Bezos tried to. I said, unacceptable. Unacceptable.
The Nashville Banner did, actually.
We do a co-op with them.
Yeah.
It's an intern program.
Well, who knows what's going to happen next? It's
you Chase can't
Big
get
Joe.
Rid of me.
I know. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game. Tennessee Brew Works is the official football off-season sponsor here at 102.5 The Game. Raise a glass with Tennessee Brew Works, proud partner and official craft beer of the football off-season here on 102.5 The Game. Chase McCabe, Big Joe Dubin, Max Herz, Dr. Crane, Nick Frazier hanging out with you on this Wednesday. And our show is presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel, where we will be tomorrow. And Barlines has happy hour now, so go check that out.
Absolutely. There we go. That's why the mic needs to be on. Damn it.
He just proved his point, didn't he?
4 to 6, happy hour, Barlines. Come on down.
Can you not swear?
No, I cannot.
My 3-year-old cat listens to this show.
Come on down to Barlines.
Just kidding. I don't have a cat.
Look, are you do you know the Peaky Blinders Netflix series? You watch that?
I've never watched it. I know it's a television show.
Well, the Roxy 8 Theater in Dixon, Los Angeles, Las Vegas, New York City, and Dixon have the screening tomorrow night for the movie. Isn't that crazy?
Oh, wow.
Are they getting it early?
Yeah. Only 4 cities get it early. Those 4. And the Roxy 8 in Dixon has the Peaky Blinders tomorrow night at 7 o'clock.
Do Willie Donick and Lindsay Rowley know about this?
Oh, yeah. They love that
show. They're big fans.
Oh, do they? Yep. Well, they're busy tomorrow night.
Lindsay's not busy. Her and I are hanging out. Is that a game?
Yeah, I was about to say, you're busy tomorrow night.
Yeah. So go see Peaky Blinders at the Roxy 8 tomorrow night. It's a beautiful theater. We have a partnership with them here at 102.5 The Game. We love Belinda and the gang at the Roxy. So tomorrow night, Dr. Crane will take you out there and wait in the parking lot and pick you up.
That's so nice of him.
He does.
I charge, by the way. Yeah. So it's not a free ride.
It's not free, pal. He charges. Roxy 8 Theater tomorrow night. Peaky
Blinders. You could combine things. You could, like, while you're waiting, you can make pizzas and sell pizzas and then, you know, pick people up. That's actually not a bad idea.
This Dr. Crane character, who everybody hears so much about on the show, I don't even know if he's a real person, but he keeps telling me about these meatball subs. He's been telling me for, like, 3 years he's never made me one.
You're never here.
I'm here right now.
Well, you didn't know your show.
Didn't know you were coming in today, bud. Sorry.
You didn't know you were going to be here.
It's your job to know when I'm here.
I watch.
That's called stalking. I'm going to pass.
It is. I watched this dude at a flea market at Creve Hall, right? Turn out about 1,000 pizzas one afternoon. It was 1,000 degrees, too.
82. I saw him in Key West, like, go into the kitchen and turn them out. That was awesome. And they
were
great, too.
He had the staff eating out of the palm of his hand. They had no idea that
he run out of plates?
Cook a pizza that well.
Listen to this text we just got. Skyler says, "The Roxy was my first job when I was 16. Miss Belinda is super nice."
See? Peaky Blinders tomorrow night. She put Dixon, Tennessee on the map with Vegas, Los Angeles, and New York City. I can't tell you what that show's about, but she told me that she's already sold tickets to people from all the surrounding states who are coming tomorrow night.
So you're not going tomorrow?
I'm not. JoJo be on the road.
Oh, that's right.
Joe, who's the head football coach at Creekwood High School in Dixon County?
That'd be one Matt Ricchetti.
I don't know who it is right now.
Yeah, neither do I. But again, say it like you mean it, then you know. I have no idea.
I think Ricchetti is Mount Juliet.
He is at Mount Juliet.
So are the Panthers going to trade Bob?
It seems like it.
They just signed Louis Domingue. Which I don't really
know. Spicy pork and broccoli.
Yeah, what that really does.
Right. I know what that means.
You don't remember that, Joe?
No, I don't.
You actually would remember this. In the playoffs, hockey playoffs, 2-3 years ago, there was a triple overtime game, and the Penguins goalie had like a groin problem or something and had to come out in the second overtime. And this guy, Louis Domingue, went in, who was their AHL goalie, and they asked him in the interview after the game, like, what was it like sitting there for 5 hours and then finally going in? And someone said, "Did you eat anything? Like, had you eaten since like noon?"
Right.
And he goes, "Yeah, they brought us Chinese food." And the question was, "What did you have?" And he goes, "Spicy pork and broccoli, not the best." And it was so funny.
Oh, nice.
And he's played like 2 NHL games since then.
Did they win?
They did win.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm not going out. In that environment, I'm not going out with a hurt groin.
It was, like, actually really weird. It almost looked like he was faking it, but it was like really serious, and he didn't play again until midway through the next season.
For a groin injury? Good Lord.
It was multiple things, yeah. Oh. But yeah, their starting goalie was hurt. Do you remember this with the Penguins? Penguins Rangers? It was at Madison Square Garden, and they like just got Chinese food somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
I think somebody went and got it.
Yeah, I think I do remember that.
Yeah, just not the best.
Well, you know, your hero, Jay Cutler, got a lot. Remember when the Bears went to the NFC Championship in 2010 and he didn't play? He got a lot of people like, why are you playing? Get back in there. And I forget what the injury was, but he couldn't like lift his shoulder to throw the ball. But they were mad because he showed no emotion on the sideline. He was just kind of sitting there. Nobody knew what was wrong.
Were they expecting Jay Cutler to suddenly have emotions?
Yeah, right? I agree
with
you.
Isn't he famous for not?
Zero.
Yeah.
We used to do a segment.
I've met him one time. I handed his kid a T-shirt at a Vanderbilt basketball game, and he said, thank you. It's a great interaction.
Met him twice, and the second time he hid behind a tree so he didn't have to do an interview. True story.
Pretty good, huh? Hid behind a tree.
Was it one of the trees from Bad Bunny that was a person?
No, it was an actual tree.
This segment has really lived up to the
billing. He saw me coming and literally dives behind a tree and like he's peeking out and I'm like.
And that's how he got injured in the NFC Championship
probably.
Game.
Yeah, by hiding from people.
What else should we talk about in the next 30 seconds?
Peaky Blinders? Plug tomorrow night?
Tomorrow night there's a hockey game at Bridgestone Arena and we'd love to see you there.
Okay.
The Predators are playing the Boston
Bruins. Can people
Bruins.
Come see you?
If they have to.
I've told Chase this. Growing up in Nashville, knowing.
Yeah, I love this. I love this thought.
If my grandpa knew that one day the Boston Bruins would be coming to Nashville, he'd have flipped out.
Yeah.
Right? And it's the same way with the Packers, Cowboys, Blackhawks.
Rangers.
Yeah. I mean, come on. Growing up here, that was not anybody's idea. None of these teams were to come here. Right? And now the fact that. And the Bruins only come once a year, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So go tomorrow night.
So, funny Bobby story. Orr. The first time I saw the Rangers play at Bridgestone Arena, my dad and I went to the game, and I was pumped because the Rangers had a player named Sean Avery, who was a word I can't say, but...
Fashionista?
Yeah, something
Canadian?
Like that. And he and Jordan Tutu had, like, this thing going on, this rivalry.
Oh, okay.
And so they end up kind of like jawing at each other and, you know, the refs throw them both in the box, 2 minutes for roughing. And my dad, where we were sitting, you could see the penalty boxes. And the whole time, Jordan is just like chirping at him and like, I'm going to get you like as soon as we come out of this box, like this is happening. And this has been like a buildup, you know, over years of those two guys. Finally, the doors open, they come out, and to Avery's credit – he dropped him. He and Jordan, like, they moved to center ice. They went. Jordan beat his ass, and that was it. But I remember.
That wasn't the Gretzky game, was it?
No.
Okay.
This was way after Gretzky.
All right.
But there is so much swearing on this show.
I know, we do.
As I tell people, the word ass is in the Bible.
It is. That's true. So is damn.
New Testament, by the way.
Thank
no,
you.
Wait, and the Old Testament. I think. No, it's in the Old Testament.
I think hell and damn are in there, too. Right.
I think hell is definitely in there.
Right.
Well, that's a good point.
Yeah, we are your theological show here.
Yes, we are.
We have the Catholic and the
is
two.
Is this 102.1 The Light? And
hey, there you go.
And the two dumb Protestants studio. Right here.
You might yeah. be. Max, we're going to move on to different things now, but thank you for coming in.
Thank you. I picked Trevor Rogers in the fantasy
okay,
baseball
good.
Draft, by the way.
Well, we're happy for
okay.
it.
Okay.
Yeah, good. We're going to go pick by pick coming up next on the Chase.
No, coming up next, we are 50 days from the NFL draft, and I have decided to jump on the bandwagon and simulate the offseason for the Tennessee Titans, and I'm going to let Big Joe decide if I did a good job or not. That is all next. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.